And it comes to say the owner, when the Yisroelim are going to come later and say, listen, I paid you money for it already. Give me my bushel of wheat. You know what the owner is going to say? Listen, your wheat got burnt already. Because really, this is the svar why the Rabbanan said, kesef is not koina. If I give money, I'm koina. If I buy a bushel of apples off you, if I give you the money is koina. The Rabbanan said, mois is not koina. Only when you make a mashicha. Why? This is the reason why. Because Rabbanan were afraid if you give money and that's it, then it's yours. So the Balabas is not going to wash the fruits anymore. He doesn't care if they get lost, get destroyed. He got his money already and it's yours, so he's not going to watch it anymore. So in order that should not happen, we want the Balabas to still watch the fruits until the person really picks it up. The Rabbanan made a takana that the fact he paid money is not his yet. King Kesef is not kind of. So it's a taiva for you to say your money is not kind of until you make the Mashicha. So for the Yisraelim will be the same way also. It's good for the Yisraelim to say that the kesef is not koina for them until they make a mashicha. So even though now the price went up, okay, they'll have to pay them more money. That's what it's worth right now. What's going to be like this though? Yoivalu zuzeli yasmi aperi. Let's say people are buying fruits off Yisraelim and the people gave the money. Not like before they only made the mashicha. Now they gave the money to the Yisraelim. Now, Iyiker, then the Paris went up more. The question is, could the Yisraelim still charge them more money? So that, yes, because it's not worse than a regular Hedyit. A regular Hedyit, we just said, even if he pays money, but the Rabbanan, he's not kinder until it makes a Mashicha. So since these people only gave the Yisraelim money, they did not take the Paris back yet, they're not kinder the Paris. So now that the payers went up in value, the Yisraelim have a right to tell them, listen, either pay me the higher price or take it back, or I'm not going to sell it to you. What about the Zul? Let's say now the value goes down. So could the Yisraelim still keep the money? Or do they have to give back the money to make it to fix it to the right price now? So Sovim Minei thought to say, Hanu the Rav Chinah Loi Baridi. We should say that since the people paid the money, and by Yisraelim we have this takone, it's like Hegdish, so the Yisraelim, the sale took place already. You can't go back. You have a right to keep the money. Amalui said back, no. Amalui Rashisha Bred Ravidi. Haroi Ludizu. This is bad for the Yisraelim again. Because the Zindin, sometimes the Mitzrichel is Uzi. Sometimes they're going to need money. The Yisraelim are going to want to sell something to get money. For Leka Dioivlu, and nobody's going to give them money. Dioivlu, Peru, until you give it back to Paris. Like they'll be afraid, stomp to buy fruits, like, and give the money now. I'm not to get the fruits later. Because they're going to think that if I give you the money now, it's kind of right now, and I lose out on the deal. So people won't be nice to Yisraelim. So therefore, it's not good for the Yisraelim to say the fact people gave their money that they're kind of the fruits. So therefore, we say, no, the kingdom is not chal, only with the Mashicha. Therefore, if the value goes down, the people do not have to pay that much money, the Yisraelim would have to give back some money. Omar Rav Ashi, Omer Rav Ashi, Ano, me, and Rav Kano, Chasmina Nashtora, we signed on the star, the Ima Dizira Yasma, and that the mother of the Yisraelim made up, the Mizavna Ariela Karga, that she sold property to pay her taxes, Beloy Achrasta, without an Achrasta. An Achrasta is usually before you sell the field, we have to announce it for 30 days that somebody wants to sell its field, like, to make sure you're going to get the best price. That's the way you sell something. So here she was in a rush to have money to pay the taxes, so she sold the field without announcing it first to get the best price like. Still they did it. Why? The Armin Nadoi says, Lekarg, if you want to sell property in order to have money to pay the taxes, Roslo Mazoini, in order to feed somebody, you need the money for Mazoinis to live on, is Ulekfura, or else somebody was Niftan, you have to pay for the Kfura, Mizavnina Bulayak Achrasta. These things are very important. You need the money. And in these cases, you have a right to sell the property even before you make the announcements for 30 days. So if you hear that the mother was selling the property of the Yisraelim because she needed to pay the taxes, that was okay. Therefore, he signed on the Shtar Mechiri even though they did not announce it first for 30 days. All right, turn over. Mara says, Amram Tzivoi, Amram the dyer, Apatrupa the Yasmi Avoy. He was a guardian, he was an apotropos for Yisraelim. Also, Kroy from the Kaim of Rav Nachman. So the relatives came in front of Rav Nachman to complain. to complain. It says, Amri led, he said, Kolovish u'mechase miyasme. The guy is buying fancy clothing and using the Yisraelim's money. The dad complains. The Krayva said, this guy's using up our Yisraelim's money. He's buying clothing from it. So the Nachman asked the person, are you doing it? Amalahu, he said back, you know what I'm doing this for? Because I want to look respected in order that I should be able to do good deals for the Yisraelim. In other words, I'm taking care of the Yisraelim's property. So I want to be able to look nice in order to do good deals for them. So I'm doing it for their sake. So that was Mutter. Because the Tzarech HaYisraim Hu, Shiyeh Niru Kodem Choshev, this is the Tzarech HaYisraim Hu, he's allowed to do it. Okay, but then the relatives complained again. Ko'ocho v'shosim edidu, but Yishno is also eating and drinking from the Yisraim's money. V'loi omud, Trashi Eino Osher, Lassas Yitzias Halolu Mishaloi, Mishal Yisraim Hu, Oyser. Stam Osher, Oim Dem Oyser, B'nei Yodem, Zeh Kocho V'zeh Kocho, Havloni Yen Odem Oim Doi. In other words, he's just taking money from the Yisraelim without an ayinim. We don't know how much it is. Because he was spending a lot of money. He was using a lot of money for the drinking and for the eating. And we don't know if it was fit for him to spend that much money. So we didn't shots up, we didn't value it really, if he has a right to spend that much money or not. So again, he said back, no. Eima metziah ashkach. Maybe the reason why he's spending so much money is he found a metziah. Maybe that patrop has found something. And he has his own money. That's what he's spending on. So good, if you can't prove he's doing anything wrong so far. Our third complaint was, V'akom mafsid, but he's ruining the fields. Rashi says, Sheinem afranes akakoyes kiroilem, akoytis ilonis. He's not taking good fields of the fields. He's cutting down trees. He's not taking good care. Omalu. So Nachman said, if so, isolate sadi, bring me proof, bring me edim. The mafsid that he's ruining the fields, v'yis kalinu, and then v'yasalkinu, and then I'll take him away. The Yom Rav Huna said, Chavre Mishmei de Rav, that Apotropis, the Mafsid, Apotropis, that is ruining the fields of the Yisraelim, Mesakinen Lei, we take him off, we fire him. The Yitma will learn like this, Apotropis, the Mafsid, and Apotropis, not who appointed him, but if later on we find that he's ruining the fields for the Yisraelim, so Rav Huna Lama Rav Mesakinen Lei, we have a right to fire him. Today, Rabbi Shilo Amri Lei Mesakinen Lei, no, we don't have a right to fire him. Not sure what he means, why you can't fire him, but the whole point of the Hilchos about the Lochri is, Misakinin Lei, yes, you have a right. If he's ruining the fields of the Yisraelim, we have a right to fire him. So therefore, Rav Nachman said, bring me Edim, that you have proof that this apotropis is ruining the fields for the Yisraelim, and then I'll agree, I'll fire him. Fighter. Now the Mishnah says, apotropis sheminu av Yisraelim yishava. There's this takonef, the father appointed the apotropis. Then when the apotropis finishes his work, he has to swear. My time, what's the reason? Now the pshat is like this. If it wouldn't have been that he had some hanor, now the father asked him to do him a favor. It's a big favor to take care of the kids. So why are you doing the favor? It must be that when the father was alive, he did you a lot of favors. So since the father did you a lot of favors, you owe it back to the Yisraelim to take care of his kids. There's really the story is at all times we should make the apotropis swear that he didn't take any money. But what we're afraid about is sometimes if the apotropis knows he's going to have to swear, maybe he won't accept the position in the first place. Because what do I need this whole service for? What do I have to be an apotropis and then swear at the end? I'd rather not be an apotropis. So as far as like this, if the father appointed him, most probably the father knows what he's doing, that like he owes it back to the father. The father did a lot of good to him, and this person owes it back to the father to take care of his kids. So if the Rabbana now tells this person he's going to have to swear, that's not enough reason for him not to be an apotropis. He'll still accept to be an apotropis. Ma'ashen ken minu bezdin lo yishova. If bezdin appoints him to be the apotropis, then the Gemara says, milsa bi'amud yovid l'vedina. He's only doing it like what bezdin is asking him. But he has nothing to gain from the deal. He doesn't have to do it. He's doing best in the tithe, he's doing best in the favor. Therefore, the Ramas Alei Shu, Aslamnuya, we have to be afraid that if Bezdin tells him, Mishnah, you're going to have to swear later, maybe he'll, Aslamnuya, he'll stop swearing. He won't want to swear, so he won't be the apotropis. Therefore, Bezdin does not make him swear. Abishol says no, Abishol says just the opposite. What's the svar? Why? The Gemara says, my taima, minu bezdin yishav, if bezdin appoints you, still we make him swear, because it's a big prestige to have a bezdin appoint you. Diyano, the konofa gale kolo di inshim hemnu, to ha samach ale bedina, you can have a famous name now, that bezdin, the people see that bezdin trusts you. So you have a tremendous name that you're a trustworthy person. Bezdin is trusting you to be the apotropis. So therefore, mishum shvul yaslam nuyim, mino, some the fact that you have to swear later won't stop you from accepting the position. It's a position that you have covered from it, so you'll take it. Mashenkin avi yisaimim, when the father appointed him, lo yishava, then the din is he doesn't have to swear, Abishol says. Because milsa b'yamu diavdi, there's no prestige, no covered. Some the father is asking you to do him a favor. So then we have to be afraid, if you put a shru upon this person, he won't accept the position. That's Abishol's svara. Omer Rav Chana bar Ami, Omer Shmuel, Hilchos Makab Shol. Let's talk about the halacha. That when Bezdin appoints you, you do have to swear, but when the father appoints you, you don't have to swear. Tani will argue, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Zeh v'zeh yishova. Here I said, no, both cases the apotropos have to swear. V'halacha k'dvarav, and it was learned then, the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Merov, Kaim of the Rabbi Huah. Apotropis sheminu avi yisaimim. If the father appointed this apotropis to take over, yishava. Then he does have to swear. You know why? The vneishu nice sucker. It's like he's receiving reward. He's like getting paid for it. But since he's getting paid for it, he has to swear. Omalei said back to him, at Isis kaba v'chailasli. Like you bring me the barrel that counts for me. Where am I getting paid? I'm not getting paid. Where does the apotropis get paid from? Elaimer rather say like this. It's like you're getting paid from it. Understand the story like I said before. Because the Mastama, why are you doing it? Because the father did you a lot of favors when he helped you a lot. Therefore, since it's considered like you got paid for it already, therefore the svar you'll have to pay. You'll have to swear. Right. Mishnah says like this. Hametame. If somebody goes to somebody else's tyrus, your friend has truma, and you go and you make a tummy. Ha metame, that means you are metame, you take a sheretz in your hand, and you touch his trumas. V'yamadama. V'dama means you mix up chulin and truma together. Now only a kohen can eat it. Like this, a person has chulin, he can eat it. And he has truma, good, the truma he has to give to a kohen. You come and you mix up together the chulin and the truma together. V'yamanasech. You go and take your friend's wine and make it yayin nesech. So b'shoigig potter. If you do these things, b'shoigig your potter. Because these things are called the hezek shein and nikar, that midiraisa yapotter. So if you did a b'shoigig yapotter, the mezid chayyid. But if you do a b'mezid, then midirabonim yichayyid. There's a knas you have to pay. But mikra din is called the hezek shein and nikar. The fact that I take a sheretz and put it on your truma, if you look at the truma now, we don't see anything's wrong with it. It looks the same way it was before. Now it looks now. So that's called the hezek shein and nikar. We hold midiraisa not chayyid. That's not the hezek. The Torah said you have to pay. Therefore, if you do it, b'shoigig yapotter. If you do it, b'mezudo, then yichayev. Itma, we learn like this. What's the pshat of menasich? Itma, menasich. What does it mean? Ravo menasich mamish. That the person mamish is now taking the person's wine and putting his hand in it, Rashi says, and shichshuch, moves his hand around in the wine, l'shem avoy dezoro. His mamish being oivir avoy dezoro, now the kamar is chayev misa for this. That's the case the Mishnah is talking about. Shmuel Omer Shmuel says, no, Marif, not that you're doing Yai Nesach now, but you take Yai Nesach and you start pour it into your friend's wine, so you make your friend's wine also. So Mar says, Mandi Yomer Marif, the one that says, talking about Marif, start mixing it. My time Lo Yomer Menasach, why doesn't he say like Rav, it means Mamish, you're doing the Nesach right now? Omelach, I'll tell you, Menasach, because if the person right now is like shaking his hand in the wine, L'shem Avoy Dezara, come labor the Rabbi Minei. If so, then he's chayiv misa for that. So what do you mean b'mezid? He has to pay back the money. The klal always is, come live with the rabbi minei. If you have the chayiv misa, you don't have to pay money. That's why he says it does not mean menasech mamish, but it means marav. You start mixing wine of yayin nesech into your friend's wine. Vidach, what's the pshat in Rav? How could Rav say it's menasech mamish? Ah, you chayiv misa? So Mar says, could Rav Yirmiya? The Yom Rav Yirmiya, mishas hagbo hudakona. When a person first picks up the wine, he's kind of like the mazik, like yechayev hezek when you first pick it up. And mischayev benashle heva yad shas nisach. You only chayev misa when you pour the wine or shake your hand inside the wine. Therefore, it's not called bidna. Therefore, the chayev money comes first.
and the chiyuv misa comes later. Therefore, the Mishnah still says the meizid yechayiv. Mor says ulaman diyama manasseh, but the one that says it means mamish manasseh. My time loyom miyarav. Why didn't you want to say better? The Mishnah means jam you're mixing in yain nesach into your friend's wine. Omalach leitzavak mariv hayna madama.